It's been wonderful to hear all these grand stories about Nadine. I am reminded of a few myself, and I know that those of you who are part of this church know some things that are close to your hearts about Nadine. Some of you are sitting under her fan that we kept turned off all the time because she was always cold in here, and this church doesn't have air conditioning. We won't forget that rose hat either, because we saw it every Easter Sunday. It really, she was a fixture here. And I am reminded that so much of what I recall about her did center around food. And the last two times that we were together, which was at Christmas and then a little while before that, we shared a meal together. Not really a meal. Once it was cookies. But once it was the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And she was always at Warm Hearth when I would go out and take the Lord's Supper to the folks that were there. She would come to worship with us for that. And the last time I did that before she died, she was not feeling well. And so our elder, Amy Ogburn, and I took it into her room, and we shared the sacrament together there. And her faith was strong for her. And as I was reflecting on her life and what she means and has meant to me and to all of us in this church, I couldn't help but be reminded about another older person who waited a long time for death to come. His name was Simeon, and he was a priest in the temple in Jerusalem. And when he saw the baby Jesus, he said, "Lord, now let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all peoples." And I believe Nadine can say that now. She has had the promises made to her in her baptism and confirmed in all of those holy meals around this table and around the table in New Jersey. And she's seeing salvation with her own eyes right now. She labored hard. My goodness, I can't imagine all of the things that she did in her life. But her labor is over. But the hymn, as Stephen has told us, that we're going to sing affirms that we are called to continue the labor, and that she, right now, is hearing the Lord's voice saying to her, "Well done, well done." Let us stand and sing together.